Did you have visitors at Christmas time?
Yeah.
Did they come in from... Did people from the city come out to see you?
Yes, they would do, yes. With their horse and buggy, you know.
What about...
We used to have a horse and buggy. My brother and I had to get to school in Westminster. We used to drive every morning, 4 miles, and put the horse and buggy up at the local grocer. I don't know whether you remember the name Annandale.
I've heard of that.
Do you remember Annandale? Well, he was a local grocer, and he was rather a top citizen in Westminster. And we used to keep the... He had a stable for his own horse and buggy, and we used to keep our horse and buggy there all day while we were at school. And he would feed it at noon with hay that we'd keep there. We'd keep a bale of hay there and some oats, and we could put the horse in there and keep it there all day till we were ready to go home at night. 4 miles.
At Christmas time, did you exchange presents as much as people do now?
Oh yes, that's the same.
Yeah. Did you make them or did you buy them?
No, they used to buy them. Oh, some would make them.
Did you hang your stockings up?
Yes.
Did you hang it on the fireplace or on your bed?
Around the fireplace.
On the fireplace. And did everybody have one? Parents too?
They all had fireplaces. Yeah. And they all had put their Christmas stockings up on them.
And did your mother and father put up their stockings too?
Yeah.
Just the kids? Everybody? What sorts of things did you get in them?
Well, usually homemade toys. The kids used to get. My dad was pretty good as a cabinet maker. And he was quite handy with his tools, and he used to make wooden toys for us.
That would be nice to have.
And then you generally got an apple and an orange in the toe of the stocking.
Yes, stocking. You'd find an orange in, and a candy stick, and a wooden tool of some sort, a wooden toy of some sort. And that's where we used to get along.
What about Christmas crackers at Christmas dinner?
Yes, they had crackers then, yes.
Did you make them yourselves?
No, no.
You
buy them.
Half the time they never work.
No. That was all interesting, but...
Was New Year's any different than it is today? Did people celebrate it?
No, some people kept New Year's Day more than others. Some kept Christmas Day. But it was always a holiday, of course.
It's the Scottish people that would keep the people from Scotland would keep New Year's Day.
Yes, more than others, yes.
Was there much visiting on New Year's Day?
Yes.
Around the lake?
Yeah. In those days, when people visited, there was always a little table with a tray on it near the front door, and everybody left a card. They don't do that now, that system has gone long ago. But everybody left a calling card with their name and address on it.
Even at Burnaby Lake they did?
Yes, they did that.
It's a very old-fashioned custom, yeah. Isn't
it? The ladies used to visit very often in the daytime?
Yes.
For tea?
Yeah. Yeah, well, in the afternoon, one house or another. Sometimes it'd be one house, sometimes another. Who's going to have afternoon to tea today? It's a...
On your Christmas trees, did you have candles?
Candles, yes.
You remember when the first electric lights?
Yes, I certainly do.
What were they like?
First electric light? Just a straight drop from the ceiling with a light. Straight bulb and a light drop from the middle of the ceiling in most of the rooms. That's all it was then.
And when they first put electric bulbs on the trees, on the Christmas trees?
Yeah.
What kind of bulbs were they?
Oh, not as good as they are now. These strings of... when one went out, they all went out. You know, the type. They don't have those now.
Did you ever hear of anybody's tree catching on fire?
No. No.
When did you put the tree up?
What?
When did you put your tree up?
Oh,
was it done on Christmas Eve or before?
Oh, probably a day before. and decorated finally on Christmas Eve. Oh, yes.
Do you remember what you had on the top of the tree?
Oh, I know, just the usual thing you would buy in the store, stick on the top, you know.
An angel, or?
The what?
Was it an angel?
Something of that sort, yes.
An angel or a fairy?
An angel or a Father Christmas or something, you know, Santa Claus.
Did anybody in the neighborhood get dressed up as Santa Claus and go around?
Well, yes, because they used to have parties for the kids. And somebody would dress up as, like Santa Claus, you know, just entertain the kids.
Did kids believe in Santa Claus then, as much as they do?
Oh, the same thing, yes. Just the same thing.
Awesome.
All look forward to more so, I guess, yes.
Who played the piano in your family?
My mother.
I remember in one of your photographs there's a picture of the parlor with the piano in it.
Yes, there is. But that piano is still in existence.
Did she play well?
Yes, she played quite well.
Did you ever gather...
Florence had that piano, didn't she? And then what happened to it? What did she tell me has happened to that piano? Somebody's got it.
Yeah, when I was here last time, you phoned and found out that it was maybe at Yellow Point, I think.
Yeah, I think maybe it is, yes.
Yes, that's right. It's at Yellow Point.
Did you ever make cedar ropes when you were young?
Yes, oh yes.
Decorate the house with
yes. Them. Cut the cedar boughs, small ones, you know, string them together, make wreaths out of them, and ropes for decoration. Yeah. Of course, all you had to do in those days was to go outside and cut them off the trees and cut your Christmas tree on your own property. You don't do that anymore.
No, that's for sure. What about holly? There's a lot of holly in the Burnaby Lake area now.
Yeah, because people have gradually introduced it there, you see. We had a holly tree. That was one of the first trees my dad put in, and it got to be an enormous thing. Beautiful holly bush.
So you would have holly decorating?
Yeah.
And ivy too? And ivy too?
Ivy, oh yes. Oh, yeah. You want me something?
No, I want you to stop you doing that.
No.
Because I can't hear your voice.
Oh, yes, it was much the same, you know. Everybody's look forward to Christmas. We all, kids when we did, we used to think it was, look from one end of one Christmas waiting for the next to come.
That's always the way.
Yeah.